In God's eyes, what does it mean to be wise? Will being wise toward God matter in my life? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're exploring the value of being wise. Stay tuned.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. God's Word contains the very wisdom that we most need today. In a world with many confused and confusing voices, it's refreshing to know that we can find the wisdom that leads to eternal life. The wisdom that is from God will never deceive us, never mislead us, never trick us into believing something that will cause us ruin. Oh, thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. When Solomon became king over all Israel, he prayed in 1 Kings 3:7-9, "Now, O Lord my God, You have made Your servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in. Your servant is in the midst of Your people which You have chosen, a great people who are too many to be numbered or counted. So give Your servant an understanding heart to judge Your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of Yours?" Well, this prayer of Solomon pleased the Lord. And God said to him in verses 11 and 12, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice, behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you." Yes, God gave Solomon wisdom. And we also have God's wisdom found in the Word of God. And the more we study God's holy Word, the wiser we'll become. Now, we offer this study on wisdom free. And if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website, searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Proverbs 1:1-6, and explore how we can become wise people in God's eyes.
Words.
Our reading today comes from the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, the first 6 verses, and really describe what the book is all about. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel, to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. Yes, what a precious book this is, one to teach many young folks the ways of the wise. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful that you have given us so much of your wisdom and knowledge in your word. Help us to be faithful students and help us to apply to our lives the things that we know and to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Proverbs was mostly written and compiled by Solomon, although others also joined with him. 1 Kings 4 and verse 32 says that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs. Now, we don't have all of them recorded, but we do have many. The book of Proverbs was written for the purpose of imparting wisdom to those who don't have it. A father is attempting to educate his son in the ways of God that lead to prosperity and life. Proverbs is a treasure trove of wisdom. Well, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom in the Old Testament describes the practical skills associated with living a successful life that is pleasing to God. Now, these skills show how to deal with difficult circumstances in a creative and godly way. A wise person shows the thoughtfulness required to make choices that are good and to avoid troubles and heartaches. Wisdom is the practical application of what God teaches. Wisdom knows how to apply correctly what God says is right, even when it's demanding. Well, why do we need wisdom? Well, the first reason is so that we won't be foolish or make foolish choices. Reading through the book of Proverbs, the fool is repeatedly condemned. Proverbs 9 and verse 6 says, "Forsake the foolish and live. Go in the way of understanding." Again, Proverbs 26:3 states, "A whip is for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools." People who think foolish thoughts say foolish things, and act in foolish ways often bring lots of trouble to themselves and to those around them. Wise people listen and learn. Fools ignore the most basic truths, and they suffer for it. Proverbs 22 and verse 3 says that the prudent sees the evil and he hides himself, but the naive go on and are punished for it. People who fail to grow in God's wisdom often fall into the traps of evil. Proverbs 1:32-33 says, "For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But he who listens to me," that is to wisdom, "shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil." Oh, it's so much better to prevent a problem through wisdom than to fall to its destructive ways. Second, we need wisdom to get along with others in this sinful world. This world is filled with all kinds of people. Some are easy to understand and easy to approach, while others are mysteries and hard to deal with. Romans 12:16-18 advises us, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation, and never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." Now, God wisely teaches us how to be patient, humble, understanding, and compassionate. And how I wish people who don't know Jesus would follow His ways of love and forgiveness. Moses said in Psalm 90 and verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." I tell you, it's wise to remember that we won't live forever on this earth, but will one day have to face God and to give an account for how we have lived. We need to be committed to Jesus Christ and try to bring others to Him. I tell you, salvation matters. Colossians 4 verses 5 to 6 says, "Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." Now, wisdom is personified in Proverbs 8 verses 12 to 21, and it says this, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, and power is mine. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, that is wisdom, princes rule and nobles, all who judge righteously. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasuries." Third, wisdom should be desired above all earthly things. Proverbs 3:13-18 says, "How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain is better than fine gold. She's more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast." Oh my, what wisdom. Proverbs 8:10-11 agree. "Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her." Solomon wanted what was best for his son, so he urged him to listen to his words. He said in Proverbs 4:10-13, "Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life." Yes, the wisdom that God gives is life as it's intended. And we must understand that God is the source of all wisdom. Job asked in Job 38:36, "Who has put wisdom in the innermost being, or given understanding to the mind?" These questions are obviously rhetorical and have only one answer, and that's God did those things. The Lord God has given us His inspired Word so that we might know His ways and what He desires from us. God gave Solomon His wisdom so Solomon might be a wise king over Israel. And in 1 Kings 4:29-30, the Bible says, "Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt." We too would do well to see the gift that God gave to Solomon. Read the book of Proverbs regularly. God also gave this inspired wisdom to the apostles. Paul talks about wisdom in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4-5. He said, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." And he explains in 1 Corinthians 2, 12-13, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words." God's inspired words contain the wisdom of God, and that wisdom is for us today as Christians. And we need to gain this understanding and then to apply it to our lives. Read the Bible regularly, closely, and slowly. Meditate on its words and then apply them to your life. The greatest source of wisdom we have today is God's inspired Word. Many people trust in their feelings or their desires, two habits that can lead to great deception. Someone has well said that feelings come and feelings go, and feelings can be deceiving. I rest my warrant on the Word of God. Nothing else is worth believing. I tell you, never sell short the value of God's holy Word. Paul urged Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:14-17, "You, however, continue in the things that you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Then he says, "All Scripture is inspired by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." The inspired Word is able to teach, to rebuke, to correct, and to train us in everything that we need to know to be the men and women of God who serve Him. Peter's last written words remind us in 2 Peter 3:15-18, "And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do the rest of the Scriptures, to their own destruction. But you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you're not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness. but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. I tell you, we must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must not fall to the distorted views of this world that lead to deception and then to heartache. Wisdom starts with listening to the Word of God and following it. And being wise matters both now and in eternity. So be wise. We ought to be wise in things that are good. Paul told the people at Rome in Romans 16:19, "For the report of your obedience has reached to all, and therefore I'm rejoicing over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil." We need to focus on the good and righteous things and remain free from the evil of this world. Romans 12 and verse 9 tells us again, "Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." Now, we don't hate people, but we do hate the harm that evil causes to people. We see how evil ruins lives and ruins homes and ruins communities. But wisdom focuses on what is good and right. James 3, 13 to 18 asks, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." God's wisdom always blesses everyone, but the wisdom of the world leads people astray. Solomon pleaded for wisdom in Proverbs 8, 32 to 36. "Now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost. For he who finds me, that is wisdom, finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself, and all those who hate me love death. Where is your heart? Do you seek the wisdom of God? I hope and pray you search with me for the Lord's way." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful you have revealed your wisdom. Help us to search for what is right and to leave the things that are wrong. And help us always to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Wisdom is not merely knowing the right things. It's applying what God teaches to our everyday lives. This wise person lives what God has taught him. Wise people are wise because they trust the wisdom of God to lead them in the right way. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil, and it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." Now, this isn't merely good advice. It must be a way of life. Trusting God's wisdom and following His teaching is how we please God and build a solid relationship with Him. You can never draw close to God if you don't trust Him or acknowledge Him. God blesses those who are His own. Draw close to God. To become a Christian, one must believe Jesus Christ and trust Him. He trusts that Jesus' blood can cleanse his sins and that God raised Jesus up from the grave. And that trust leads him to obey the gospel. Well, obeying the gospel begins with repenting of your sins. Repenting is how God's wisdom changes us so that we can become servants of righteousness. We show love for God when we leave an old way of life of sin and begin to follow Jesus. Now, with penitent hearts, we confess our faith, and we're baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Baptism into Christ means uniting with Him and being freed from sin according to Romans 6:3-7. Won't you be wise to hear the Lord's words and do them? Won't you repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins like the people at Pentecost? Read Acts 2:38-41. Well, we hope that today's study about wisdom has helped you to see how being wise pleases God. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search Office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. There's also a schedule of our programs, a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can also watch Search on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then like the programs. Now, we offer free Bible correspondences, and if you get a hold of us, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. But we do want you to show your love for God by worshiping a church. You need a church family. And as always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.